it's late at night. Only a few hours after the ruthless murder of Gordon Webber, as in the district attorney's office, Ed Beekman, suspect, again says he did not kill Gordy, makes no attempt to explain the evidence against him. Meanwhile, on the street outside the building, Ed Beekman's daughter walks quickly to the front entrance.
Oh, Mr. Mason, I was coming to see you.
See me now. Let's go.
Isn't my father here with the district attorney?
Yes.
But I have to see the district attorney right away, Mr. Mason. I phoned mine. She said they think Pa killed Gordy, but he didn't. I have to tell the district attorney.
Tell me first. And move, Katie. Step away from the lights. Some men are coming out.
I don't care if anybody sees
me. Kate, you say your father did not kill Gordy?
I know he didn't. Please let me tell the district attorney.
How do you know?
Because I was in Gordy's apartment when he was killed. I was there, Mr. Mason.
Okay, now we'll get to my car.
I just have to tell the district attorney.
Well, wait a moment before you see Mr. Apple. Your father is all right. He's being questioned, but... get in front of Miss Street.
All right, Mr. Mason, but don't you want me to tell the district attorney?
Tell us, and then we'll see.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Miss Street.
Stella, you keep watching for Paul Drake.
Okay, Chief, but I'll keep listening, Kate.
I know Pa didn't kill Gordy in the street. I was there when Gordy was killed. Pa didn't do it.
Who did, Katie?
Well, I don't know.
You mean it's someone you never saw before?
I didn't see who did it.
Then how do you know that Ed didn't?
Because Pa wouldn't.
We don't think so either, Kate. But Mr. Apt has evidence.
Miss Street, you don't understand. I didn't see Gordy killed, but I heard him. And from what I heard, I just know it wasn't Pa. All I have to do is explain to Mr. Apt.
Can you? Can you answer the questions that he will ask you?
Yes, of course.
Practice on me.
What, Mr. Mason?
Answer my questions. Start with, what were you doing in Weber's place? And then go on with what you know of the murder.
Yes, sir. Harry.
I'll watch for Paul. You take notes, Stella. You've got enough light?
Yes, I have.
All right, Katie.
Well, when my father got his promotion, I quit my job in the nightclub. But I didn't tell Pa I'd been working for Gordy Webber. Last night, Mr. Webber phoned me. He wanted to tell me something about Pa. Mr. Webber asked me to come to his apartment.
You've been there before?
No.
Or gone out with him?
I hardly ever spoke to him.
You must have seen him at the club.
I'd see him, but we never talked. I didn't like him.
And why did you work there?
Miss Street, I was wrong. But the others were so nice, and Mr. Webber didn't bother me.
All right, go back to Webber's phone call now. What was he going to tell you?
It was something about Pa. Mr. Mason, my father and mother have been happy for the first time since Pa came home. It looked like they were going to have some of the things they never had before. Look, as long as I live, I'll never forget the look on Ma's face when Pa told her we could bring my brother and sister home and we'd all be together again. They were so happy. Then Mr. Webber spoke to me and I was scared. I was scared, Mr. Mason. I thought if I went and talked to him...
So you did?
Yes. So I went to his apartment. But he didn't tell me anything. He was drinking. I guess he had a lot to drink, and he was fresh. I was already inside his apartment before I realized he was drinking so much, and when he came after me, I ran into the bedroom and I locked the door. And that's when it happened. As soon as I locked the door, he started beating on it with his hands. He said he was going to break it down.
You heard him clearly?
Yes. And then he stopped. I couldn't hear anything for a minute. Then I heard his voice again.
All right, Kate, now think carefully. Repeat everything you heard.
All right. At first, I didn't hear words. It was just the sound of Mr. Webber's voice speaking to somebody. I didn't hear the other person, but I could tell Mr. Webber was speaking to somebody. And then I began to hear words he was saying, not all of them. He talked so fast, all his words ran together, but I could hear him begging, please, please not to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
But then, whoever it was did hurt him because his voice changed. And after that, I didn't hear him anymore. I didn't hear anything. I waited for a long time. Maybe it wasn't, I don't know. But then I heard the front door close. Whoever hurt Mr. Webber had left the apartment. So I opened the bedroom door, and then I saw him. I could see where he was hurt. I couldn't do anything to help him. Nobody could. So I ran away.
And you heard nothing else? No mention of a name?
No, Mr. Mason. It was nothing else. I don't know if it was a man or a woman who killed him.
Huh. Kate, Did you phone the police?
No, sir. I just wanted to get away. I guess I was cowardly, but if whoever it was came back and found me...
You didn't call the police. You're positive.
Yes, sir.
And you remember everything that happened. I mean, are there times you don't remember? Especially before you ran into the bedroom.
Mr. Mason, I know what you're asking me. I didn't stab Gordy Webber. It happened to him after I locked myself in the bedroom. I remember only too well.
When did you notify the police, Kate?
I didn't, Miss Street, and I suppose I was wrong, but there was nothing I could tell them. Of course, I didn't know they suspected Pa. So, I just went to a movie.
What?
I don't think anybody saw me leave the apartment, but in case somebody did get a glimpse of me, I wanted to establish an alibi.
Okay.
I thought if I could keep out of it, then Pa wouldn't be involved. I couldn't help the police, not then. But now...
You can't
yes,
now.
I can, Mr. Mason. Don't you see? Whoever killed Mr. Webber didn't even argue with him. And Mr. Webber pleaded for his life. But the main reason it couldn't have been caused... Look, look. Pa wouldn't hurt a fly unless he was mad. Real mad. Isn't that right? All right, I know it's right. I know my father. If Pa was mad enough to hurt Mr. Webber, Pa would have talked loud. My father doesn't get mad often, but when he does, he talks loud. He just does. You see, Mr. Mason? Don't you see?
Yes, yes, we do, Katie. We do because we know Ed Beekman very well. Not as well as his daughter knows him, but... We have to make people who do not know Ed Beekman understand. And we have to explain away the evidence against him.
The evidence? The police found...
They found certain things indicating your father may have killed Webber.
Mr. Mason, I...
Katie, we know your father is innocent. Now it's up to us to prove it to others who suspect he's guilty. And that's why you must not see Mr. App now.
Don't see him.
There's Paul Drake, Perry.
Hmm? Oh, blink the light, Della. Get him over here.
Here he comes.
Get in.
Okay. Hiya, Perry. Della.
Hi. Ed Beekman's daughter, Kate. This is Paul Drake, head of the Drake Detective Agency.
Hello, Katie. I've been looking for you.
What?
I knew that your father followed you to Webber's place. The police found him alone with Webber's body.
No.
And since Ed refused to explain his presence, we thought he was covering for you, so I asked Mr. Drake here to locate you.
And Mr. Mason's a better detective than I am.
We saw Kate just as she was going in to see the DA.
And stopped her just in time.
Mr. Mason, would it hurt anything if I tell Mr. Rapp?
What would you tell him, Katie?
I was inside Mr. Webber's apartment when he was killed.
Well, who did it? She doesn't know, Paul. Kate was on the other side of a locked door.
How come?
Now, wait a minute, Paul. Wait. Kate is going to tell you exactly what she told us. And she's going to tell you over and over again. On the chance that she will remember details. You understand that, Kate?
Yes, sir.
When's this going to happen?
While you're taking Kate to Della's apartment. All right, Della?
Yes, of course. Here's the key, honey.
Now, you'll be perfectly safe, Katie. Mr. Drake will assign one of his men to keep an eye on Della's apartment.
Yes, sir, but...
I'll phone your mother so that she won't worry. And, don't you worry. All right?
If you say so, Mr. Mason.
And, Paul, no matter what happens, Kate is not to speak to the police under no circumstances. If they question her, she'll have to tell the truth. And if they learn Kate was in Webber's apartment, they can nail her father to the cross.
Mr. Mason.
Because your being there, Katie, would furnish your father a perfect motive for killing Webber. Got that, Paul?
Oh, sure, sure. You want me to hide a witness.
Well, the DA doesn't know that she's a witness.
I'll admit that makes a slight difference until they learn she is.
And then they won't know where she is. And that changes it.
Yeah, but I should have learned a long time ago.
What, Paul?
Never argue with a lawyer. Not when his name is Perry Mason. All right, Katie. Check with you later, Perry.
Mm-hmm. After I see Ed. After that, I may have an angle, Paul. We'll see.
Perry Mason's decision to keep Ed Beekman's daughter out of sight will prove to be a key decision. Because in the very near future, Kate's very life may well depend on keeping her whereabouts secret. Be sure to hear tomorrow's important and exciting development.